B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel. We're going to start 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Omud Beis. We've already learned previously that there's a concept of a Rosh Hashanah for Maisrus, which means that things that grow, one has to take Trumas and Maisrus, we've discussed this previously, then one has to take the Maisrus of 1 year for the produce of that year. You cannot take a tenth of them. For example, if you have 10 measures of whatever it is, any vegetable, for example, 10 measures of vegetable, you cannot take 9 measures of last year's vegetable and 1 measure of this year's vegetable and say, this is Maiser, the 1 is a Maiser, is the 10th for the 9. That's not okay, because one is not allowed to take Trumas and Maisrus from the Yoshon onto the Chodosh or the Chodosh onto the Yoshon. Every year has to be tithed, has to be Trumas and Maisrus on its own. What marks the beginning of a year? What marks the beginning of a year, we saw in the Mishnah, is the first of Tishri. Rosh Hashanah, that is the time where any crop, any harvest that belongs to before Rosh Hashanah is a different year's crop than the harvest that belongs to the next year's, to the time after Rosh Hashanah. The big question is that Rosh Hashanah is a date on the calendar, but what stage of the development, of the maturing, of the ripening, of whatever produce we're talking about, at what stage is it considered as belonging to last year, and at what stage is it considered next year? Which means, what has to happen before Rosh Hashanah in order for it to be considered last year's crop? What has to happen after Rosh Hashanah for it to be considered next year's crop? That is a big discussion. So those two things we have to keep in mind. There's the when and the what. When is the first of Tishri, and that's across the board, besides for fruit. As we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis regarding the Peiros HaIlon, then it's not the first of Tishri, it's either the first of Shvat according to Beis Shammai, or the 15th of Shvat that we know as Tu B'Shvat according to Beis Hillel. But what has to happen before Tu B'Shvat or after Tu B'Shvat to determine whether these fruits are last year's or next year's? And what has to happen to anything besides for fruit before Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishri, or after, to determine which year it belongs to? And this is going to be split up into three different categories. We have the category called, which the Gemara called it, Tvua Vezesim. Tvua is a term that's often used just for grains, but in this context, Tvua means the grains, the 5 species of grains, and Tiroish, which are grapes. So Tvua, which means grains and grapes, Zesim are olives, those three things. And only those three, the Chiyuv of Trumas and Maisrus is Min HaTorah. And the Rosh Hashanah for them is determined by a third of Giduloi. If it's grown a third, that determines if it's last year's. That means if a third of its maturing, of its ripening, happened last year, it belongs to last year. If a third is next year, it's next year. That is regarding the Tvua and the Zesim. And then besides for that, we've got the Peiros HaIlon, fruits. Fruits, the determining factor is when Chanoto, which means when they emerge, which is a stage in the blossoming. It's a discussion exactly what Chanoto means. We're not going to discuss that here. But if Chanoto was last year, it's last year's fruit. If Chanoto was next year, it's next year's fruit. Then you've got vegetables. Vegetables are not dependent on Chanoto. They're not dependent on a third. They're dependent on Likito. When they are picked, if they were picked before Rosh Hashanah, they're last year's. Picked after Rosh Hashanah, the next year's. And there's another group which is interesting, and it's what we call kitnios. Kitnios is a type of food which is like beans, sesame, and things like that, where they are used. That means it's the seed part of that vegetation which is actually what's eaten. Rice, for example, may be in that bracket, and different. It's a group called kitnios, where it's the seed within what's grown, which is what's eaten, and that's a bracket on its own. And for there, when it comes to the kitnios, we're going to see in the Gemara that it has its own its own stage. And we're going to learn about that more later on in the sugya. Let's start with the Gemara insight. Nan hosom, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Maaseros. Hatilson, which is a type of spice, mishetitzmoch. When does it become chayv in Maaser? When it starts sprouting. And Rashi explains that mishetitzmoch means when the seeds inside start growing, then that is when it's considered a food, that is when it's considered the year for Maaser. That's when there's a chiyuv of Maaser. Hatavua, regarding the tavua that we said before, which Rashi explains means the grains and the grapes, va'azeisim and the olives, mishehviu shlish, when they are matured and ripened, a third, that is when the year of Maaser is determined. When it comes to a shlish, if it's before the Rosh Hashanah, whenever the Rosh Hashanah is, but if it's before the Rosh Hashanah, then it's last year's crop. If it's after the Rosh Hashanah, it's next year's crop. Asks the Gemara, Mai Misha Titzmach? When the Mishnah says that Tilson, this spice called Tilson, then the year of Maaser is determined from when it sprouts. What stage is that? What does that mean? Misha Titzmach Lizroim, when the seeds sprout inside the Tilson, that is when these seeds are chayv in Maaser. V'atvua v'azisim ishiviu shlish, and others are not gerus this, but we already saw that we saw this in the Mishnah, that the grapes, the grains, and the olives, they are chayv in Maaser, the year of Maaser is determined when they have reached a third of their ripening. Mino anamili, what would be the source for this? But, and obviously, the only type of trumas and maestras we can look for a source for in the Torah is a type of trumas and maestras, which is chayiv min ha-Torah, which is only ha-tvua va-azesim. So this tvua va-azesim, that the Mishnah said that the point of its maturing, when the year of the maestras is determined, is mishiviu shlish, when it's a third ripened, what would be the source for that? And we're going to see two sources. One is here, Omer of Asi, Omer of Yechanon, Umoti ba Mishmeid Rabbi Yisi Aglili. Some said it in the name of Rabbi Yisi Aglili. He's going to bring one posuk. And right at the end of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the second last line, we're going to see a second source. The source brought by Rabbi Yonason ben Yosef, who brought a different source, that a third of the maturing is considered the fruit is ready, and therefore the year of Maaser is determined at that point. But let's start with Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Vayitzav Moshe Oysom Leimer, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, and Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, Miketz Sheva Shonim, at the end of 7 years, you're going to have in Eretz Yisrael a Shemitah cycle, 7 years. At the end of 7 years, B'moyed Shnas HaShemitah, at the appointed time, Shnas HaShemitah, we are going to have to see what this word means, B'chag HaSukkah is the Sukkah is after the seventh year, which is the beginning of the eighth year. Rosh Hashanah, the end of the seventh year, marks the end of Shnas HaShemitah and the beginning of what's called the eighth year, but really it's the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. So at that point, B'chag HaSukkah is, and Moshe Rabbeinu is then telling Klal Yisrael what they have to do during that Sukkah. The question is that when we're talking about the end of the Shemitah year, after the Shemitah year, we're talking about Sukkot, that's not anymore Shnas HaShemitah. So how can it say, Miketz Sheva Shonim B'moyed Shnas HaShemitah B'chag HaSukkot? Shnas HaShemitah Maya Vidate. What's the words, Shnas HaShemitah coming to impress on us, B'chag HaSukkot Shminisi. By the time Sukkot comes round after Shemitah, at the end of the Shemitah year, it's already the eighth year. Elo Loimah Lecha, the Gemara is saying that the Pasuk is teaching us that Kol Tvuah, Shehivio shlish b'shvius lefnei Rosh Hashanah atonoyeg ba'minik shvius b'shminis. Of course, we're talking about Sukkot, and Sukkot is the eighth year. But nonetheless, Shnas HaShemitah. There are things which are that Shemitah is still being practiced. What does that mean? That means that anything which had ripened a third before the end of Shemitah is considered Shemitah, even though in actual fact it will become a finished product in the eighth year. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us, that there's something in the eighth year, the Sukkos of the eighth year, which is Osir as a continuation, so to speak, of Shnas HaShmitah. What is that? That's this Tvuah that we're speaking about here. There's the Tvuah and the Zeisim, which they already matured a third before Rosh Hashanah. If it matured a third before Rosh Hashanah, then even though it only became fully ripened by Sukkos, nonetheless, it's still considered a Shmita fruit, and the Kedushas Shvi'is applies to it. And the Chachomim assumed, we're going to discuss that in a moment, the Chachomim assumed that anything which a third had become ripened before Rosh Hashanah is then finished by Sukkos. If it's not finished by Sukkos, then obviously it hadn't yet grown a third by Rosh Hashanah, in which case it's not considered a Shmita fruit, it's considered a eighth year fruit, a first year fruit, and there's no Kedushas Shvi'is on it. Omer li Rav Zeira le Rav Asi. Rav Zeira, it was Rav Asi who said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Zeira is now questioning Rav Asi. V'dilma maybe loy ayil klal. Maybe what the pasuk means to tell us, indeed, that a type of, maybe it's not talking about anything to do with a fruit and the stage of its development before Rosh Hashanah, while still Shmita, and its halachic ramifications after the end of Shmita. No, maybe Dilma Loy Ayel Klal, we're talking about fruits that hadn't grown at all in the Shmita year. And nonetheless, Uka'omar Rachmona, the Torah is saying that till Sukkos, you should continue keeping the halachos of Shmita. Just assume Shmita to end on Sukkos and not before. V'tishmat v'tezel ad chakas Sukkos. Maybe the halachos of Shmita, you know, all the isurim of not working the ground, of Harisha and Katsira, and everything we've learned that you're not allowed to do in the Shmita year, maybe the Pasuk is coming to tell us that till Chag HaSukkah is in the eighth year, Shmita continues. It's the Shnas HaShmita continues. But not to tell us what type of fruits and what stage of development of fruits that were developed on Shmita have the halachas of Shvi'is. Says the Gemara, Loisol Kedai Toch, do not entertain that thought that Shmita carries on. D'chsev. It says in the Pasuk says, V'chag HaKotzir, Bikur, we're talking about Sukkos. Sukkos is the Yom Tov where they would cut down, they would reap the crops, the harvest. Bikurei Ma'asecha, Asher Tizra Basodeh, that the work that you've done in the fields are going to be reaped over Sukkos time. V'chag Ha'osif B'tzeis Hashono, and the Yom Tov where one gathers in what one has reaped in the fields is B'tzeis Hashono, the end of the year. Ba'osbecha Es Ma'asecha Menasodeh, when you collect your work, the things that you've planted, the tvua, the grains from the field. Now the Pashup Shat in this Pasuk, so what the Gemara is going to discuss now is that in the Pasuk it says, V'chag ha'osif. Sukkos is known as the Yom Tov, the festival of gathering. V'chag ha'osif b'tzeis hashono, ba'osbecho, when you gather es ma'asecho min hasade. Why does it have to say it twice? So the Pashup Shat is that, and Tosa speaks this out, is that the Pasuk is just telling us that this is a Yom Tov that comes at the time when one gathers. But the Gemara was somewhat bothered by the fact that the Pasuk twice mentions that it's a Chag HaOsif. So the Gemara says that from the extra words in this Pasuk, we're going to learn about the stage of the fruits that were grown in the previous year that are still considered as last year's crop, not this year's crop. How does that work? Says the Gemara, V'chag ha'osif b'tzeis hashono. My osif. What does it mean, V'chag ha'osif? What's it coming to teach us? Ile m'chag ha'bo b'zman asifa. Are you going to say, like the Poshup Pshat, that it's a Yom Tov that the Yom Tov is in a time when one gathers? Hoksiv, it says a couple of words later, Bo'os b'cho es ma'asecho min asode. Elo my osif, when it says Chag ha'osif, it means kotzir. Kotzir means the harvesting. That means the osif doesn't necessarily mean the gathering as in the act of bringing, of gathering, as one understands the word gathering. It means the stage that it's ready to be harvested. V'chag ha'osif, b'tzeis hashono, means that it's the yom tov where anything which was still associated to Matzeis Hashana, to the end of last year, which means anything which was ripened to a certain stage, which the Chachomim assumed to be a third from Matzeis Hashana, from the last year, from before Rosh Hashanah, is now fully ripe and ready to be harvested on Sukkos. So when it says here B'chag HaOsif, together in context with Matzeis Hashana, even though Matzeis Hashana is before Rosh Hashanah, Chag HaOsif is Sukkos, and there's a two-week gap in between them. So what the Pasuk is coming to impress on us is that anything which is ready to be harvested on Sukkos is still considered last year's crop, and the Chachomim v'kimlu l'Rabbonon, the Rabbonon assumed the kol tvor sh'niktzar b'chag, any produce, any grains, anything called tvor, and the pashtus is that we're talking here about the tvor and the zesim. Some say it's only talking about the tvor. Beforehand, when we mentioned tvor with zesim, it was talking about the halachas of meiser. And regarding meiser, then tvor and zesim have the same halachas, but regarding shmita, not. Here we're talking about the shmita. But either way, without getting confused, pashtus, we're talking here about tvor and the zesim, that if they had grown a third before Rosh Hashanah, b'yodua, then you can take it for granted. That means if it's ready to be harvested on Sukkos, b'yodua, you can take it for granted, she'evi oshlish lifnei Rosh Hashanah, that a third had already matured before Rosh Hashanah, v'kakori le b'tzeis Hashanah, and we call it b'tzeis Hashanah, that it still be called last year's fruits. And if last year was Shmita, then Shmita applies to this Tvua. So from here you see what we saw in the Mishnah before, that Tvua v'zeisim m'shivi u'shlish, that's the end of the year. That is, now from this Pasuk in and of itself, we wouldn't have learnt it out, because this Pasuk in and of itself can be understood just that it's talking about the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which is called Chag HaOsif. It's not so clear, but together with the Pasuk beforehand that the Gemara mentioned, Miketz Sheva Shonim B'moyed Shnas HaShmita B'Chag HaSukkos, and we wanted to learn from there that the Sukkos is going to determine that the halachas of Shmita have extended themselves on, and how did that work? And the Gemara assumed that it means that anything which is ready to be harvested on Sukkos, we know that a third already grew before Rosh Hashanah on Shmita last year, and anything that grew a third last year is called last year's crop. And that is the halacha that we see in the Mishnah, Tvor Vazesim Mishioviu Shlish. So these two psukim together teach us this halacha. It's the extra word of the Shnas HaShmita B'Chag HaSukkos together with the Chag HaOsif B'Tzeis HaShonah B'Osbecha that teaches us that it's the stage that something that's ready to be harvested on Sukkos is still considered last year's harvest with last year's halachas. So that is how This is how the Gemara refuted Reb Zeira's question. Reb Zeira asked Reb Asi that maybe the words of Shnas HaShmita are there just to tell us that the halachas of Shmita, the Isurim, the Issa to work the fields continues, says, and Reb Asi answered to Reb Zeira, no. Reb Asi says that I've got this other pasuk of Chag HaOsif that teaches us that this pasuk probably means that the Shnas HaShmita B'Chag HaSukkos, as we explained, Omale Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Rab Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah now said to Rabbi Zeira, V'kim lehu l'Rabbonon, bein shlish l'pochis mishlish. Were the Chachomim so well versed in being able to determine in such an exact way, exactly at what point the produce is a third, and what time it's before a third, after the third, and it's exactly a third if the Tvua was ready a third by Rosh Hashanah, only then it's able to be harvested on Sukkos. Where do we find that the Chachomim are able to give such exact terms? Omar Le. So Zera said to Yirmiyah, Lav amina lecha loitefik nafshecha lebar mehilchasa. Did I not tell you, don't exclude yourself, don't separate yourself from these halachas? There are certain halachic definitions which the Chachomim gave us, and we accept them as they are, because the Chachomim were perfectly able to give exact measures. Kol midu is Chachomim kachu. We find in many places that the Chachomim gave very exact terms to very, very tiniest detail. For example, when the Torah says that the amount of water you need to be a kosher mikvah is as much water as a person, an adult, an average adult needs to totally submerge himself in the water. And the Chachamim said, "Ba'arboim sa'hu toivul," exactly 40 sa' of water is what he needs. "Ba'arboim sa' chosag korotov," but 40 sa' less a tiny bit, it's not enough water for him to tovel in. So you see, the Chachamim managed to measure to the exactest of terms. Another halacha, the Torah says, regarding certain halachas of tumas oichlim, whether it's the oichel, a food item, to make something else tomei, others say it's even to become tomei. We've discussed this in Maseches Shabbos, but there's certain halachas that the size of a food item in Hilchas Tumah is the size that you can eat in one gulp, the size that fits into a person's throat. And the Chachamim said, how much is that? Kebeitza metamet, only if it's the size of an average egg of a chicken. Tumas oichlin kebeitza chosas shumshum. But if it's the food is the size of an egg, less a sesame seed, a tiny bit less, eine metamet, tumas oichlin. It's not the size that would fill up a person's throat, and therefore it's not got that, those halachas of tumas oichlim. Another halacha, shleisha al shleisha. That we know that for certain materials to become tumas medras, they have to be large enough that one is able to sit on them. And the Chachamim said that shleisha al shleisha, if it's 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim exactly, netame medras, then it has the tumah of medras, which is dependent upon being able to sit on it. Shleisha al shleisha chosar nimo achas, if it's 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, less a single thread, ein netame medras. The Chachamim knew that it's not able to be sat on and does not have those halachas of tumas medras. So you see that the Chachamim were able to give measurements to their exactest terms, and therefore don't question how the Chachamim could say that the produce has to grow exactly a third, not more, not less. If it grew more than a third, even a tiny bit, or if it grew less than a third last year and it reached a third the next year, it's next year's crops. Yes, the Chachamim were able to do that. Hodar Omar Birmia. It was Rabbi Yirmiyah who asked Rabbi Zeira, who questioned Rabbi Zeira, how could the Chachamim be so certain? Rabbi Yirmiyah actually changed his mind afterwards and accepted what Rabbi Zeira told him, that the Chachamim could have these exact measurements. Where do we see that Rabbi Yirmiyah himself changed his mind from his question? Hoda Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, that lav milsi da omri. This that I initially questioned whether the Chachamim were able to determine the exact stage of the growth of these plants to a third, that I question that. I'm changing my mind. The Chaverim, the Chachomim, asked Rav Kahana the following question. They would bring the Korban Oimer. The Korban Oimer was the Korban of barley that was brought on the 16th of Nisan, and after that was brought, they were allowed to then eat from the new produce of that year. And the question is that this barley, these stalks of barley that were used for the mincha called Korban Oimer, where did they get them from? When they first came into Eretz Yisrael, they came into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan. 5 days later, they had to bring the Korban Oimer. Where did they get these stalks of barley from? Im Toimer, are you going to say Da'ayil Biyad Nochri? Yeah. When before Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the whole Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Goyim. You're going to say that these stalks, they belong to the Goyim, and they grew in the hands of the Goyim. And when Klal Yisrael came in, they took some of those stalks. That cannot be, because it says in the pasuk, "Daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleim ki savoyu el ha'aretz." When you come into Eretz Yisrael, "Ashani noisei nochem uktzartem es ktsira," you should cut. "Veveisem es oimer reishes ktsirchem." El HaKohen, it should be your harvest, not the harvest of a goy. The Korban Oimer has to be brought from produce that belonged to Yisrael. Ketzirchem amar achmona, v'lo iktzir nochri. And then the Gemara, by the way, just asks a question, mimai de ikrivu? Who told you that in the first year when they came in, they did bring the Korban Oimer? Maybe they didn't. Dilma lo ikrivu, maybe they didn't bring the Korban. Says the Gemara, no, lo yisol kodatoch, don't entertain that thought. Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshua, Vayoichlu me'avur ha'oretz, that when they came into Eretz Yisrael, Nimochras ha'Pesach, from the 16th of Pesach, that point they ate matzos v'kolui be'etzem hayom hazeh, they would eat from the new flour of that year. So from the fact that it says, mimochras ha-pesach ochul, mi'ikoru lo ochul, it's explicit that there was something happened the day after Pesach, that because of that, they were allowed to eat the flour from that year. And what is that? De'ikrivu oimer v'hoda ochli. As we know, that's always the halacha, that on the 16th of Nisan, the korban oimer is brought, after which one's allowed to eat from the new flour. So it's clear from that posuk that they did bring the korban oimer. If they brought the korban oimer, where did they get the barley from? The barley that grew by a goy is not able to be used for the korban oimer. So meheichon ikrivu, from where did they get this barley from to bring the korban oimer? Omar lehen. So the Rav Kahana answered back to the Chachomim, Kol sheloi hevi shlish biyad nochri. It's talking about that when they came into Eretz Yisrael, then on that day, there was not yet a third ripe. So if it's not yet a third ripe, it's not considered that it's finished growing on a minimum level. So Klal Yisrael took it from the goy before it reached a third, and then it continued growing by the Yisrael. They took the land, they bought the land, however they arranged it, but it continued, it reached a third in the hands of the Yisrael. If it reached a third in the hand of the Yisrael, then one was allowed to use it. Asks the Gemara, now, and this is now Rabbi Yirmiya. So that was what Rav Kahana answered to the Chachomim, that they brought the Korban Oimer from produce that had grown less than a third in the hands of the Goyim, and then it grew a third in the it reached a third in the hands of the Israel, and they were allowed to use that for the Korban Oimer. So now Rav Yirmiya is asking, Vidilma Ail, maybe, if I was right what I said before, that the Chachomim do not know how to be so exact, maybe the produce that they took from the Goyim had already reached a third by the Goyim. Veloi Kimlu, and it's just that they didn't realize it if what I said before was right. Elo, it must be, says Rabbi Yirmiya, Kimluhu, the Chachomim knew how to determine exactly, over there in the time, the Chachomim knew how to determine the stage that these stalks of grain, of the barley, had been matured already, Hochanami Kimlu, and so too, the Chachomim, they could determine that anything that was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah is then able to be harvested on Sukkos, and is the third is the point where we know that it belongs to last year and not to next year. Asks the Gemara, V'dilma maybe loy ayil klal. How can you bring proof from the Oimer in Eretz Yisrael that the Chachomim knew exactly when a third was? Maybe they took stalks that had not yet matured at all, that just not nowhere near a third. We're not talking about that they might have made a mistake a bit before, a bit after. No, maybe they hadn't grown at all, and they took the barley, and then from that barley they brought the korban oimer. Aval heicha da'ayil river, but when it had grown a quarter, bein shlish lepoches mishlish loikimlu. Maybe once it's already grown a quarter, and now you're just not sure: is it a third? Is it more than a third? Less than a third? Maybe in that indeed the chachamim are not able to be proficiently knowledgeable to know exactly when that happens. So then what would be the proof? Says the Gemara, that can't be. Lo yisol kadaitoch. Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, over there in Yeshua and Perek Dalet, v'ha'om olu min ha'yardin, the nation came up from the Yardin, but also l'chodesh harishon, on the 10th of the month of Nisan. V'yachanu ba'gilgol b'k'tzei mizrach yirichoy, which means they came into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan. V'yisal k'daituch d'loy o'ayil klal, in the event that the barley that they took from the Goyim was barley that had not grown at all, not even a quarter, b'chamisha yoyma, they came into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan. The korban oimer had to be brought on the morning of the 16th. B'chamisha yoyma mikomali, is it possible that in 5 days it became completely ripe and matured because the produce that was used for the oimer had to be completely ripe? Elomai, you have to say, the Isle River Oidanka. You have to say that it was already at least a quarter or a sixth that already matured, grown, and that's when the Chachomim took it, and then the extra bit that it grew from the point when they took it, they purchased it from the Goy until they offered it up onto the as a korban. At that point, it finished getting matured. The Gemara, that's how you have to learn. So it was, they took it just before it was a third grown, and then it, the last two thirds, it matured in those 5 days. Says the Gemara, that also doesn't make sense. Akata b'chamisha yema mikomalia, in 5 days it can become completely ripe. That also doesn't make sense. So whichever way you hold it, assuming that they came into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan, it's a posuk that that's what happened. Assuming that they, and that is the halacha, that they had to bring the Korban Oimer, and they did bring the Korban Oimer on the 16th from Tvua that had not grown in the in under the property in the belonging to a goy, and they had to take the Tvua before it grew a third. Whichever way you hold it, there's not enough time. Because if it was ripe enough that 5 days later it could be used as a korban, then 5 days earlier it was already mature enough that it's considered grown by the goy. Grown by the goy is not good enough for the korban oimer. In the same way as growing from a third to being completely ripe, you're saying that may have happened very, very quickly because it's Eretz HaTzvi, for the same token it could be that the produce that they took hadn't grown at all. And in 5 days it very, very quickly grew very swiftly. In which case you have no source whatsoever that the Chachomim knew how to determine between a third and less than a third. And if the Chachomim didn't know how to determine between less than a third and more than a third, then everything that we've said till now falls away. Elomayis loch lemeimer. You have no choice other to say, even if you say that the barley that they cut down or that they were used for the Korban Oimer, when they came to Eretz Yisrael and took it from the Goy, it had already reached, it was just less than a third, and it just had to ripen from a third until it was ripe, then how can that be? It's 5 days is not enough. Because it's based on what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Daniel that Eretz Yisrael is called Vayamid Be'eretz HaTzvi, that Eretz Yisrael is referred to as the land of the deer. Like a deer is the swiftest of all animals, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is the swiftest of all lands, and things can ripen very quickly. Eretz Tzvi Ksivba. And therefore, if you took the barley that when they came into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan was almost a third, then it would be able to ripen from that stage and on. Says the Gemara, Hachanami Eretz Svi Ksivba. For the same token, you could say that really the Chachamim didn't know exactly when a third was, and they took the barleys that had not grown even a quarter, hadn't grown at all. It was just very, very small still. They took that barley, and Eretz HaTzvi, in 5 days, it ripened. And then you don't have a source to what Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I found a source. From what Rav Kahana answered to the Chachomim, I found a source. The Chachomim knew exactly when a third was. You wouldn't have a source from here. And we have to resort back to what Rav Zeira said. Rav Zeira said, don't ask questions when the Chachomim give exact measurements, because we have many sources that the Chachomim knew how to give exact measurements. Continues the Gemara, Maskif Lo Rav Chanina. We're now going back to what we saw on the fourth line at the top of the Omid. That the Gemara brought the pasuk v'chag ha'kotzir b'kurei ma'asecho ha'shetizra b'asode v'chag ha'osif b'tzeis ha'shono and b'osbecho es ma'asecho min ha'sode. So the pasuk says twice that Sukkot is a yom tov, is a time when they would gather the chag ha'osif, they would gather their crops b'tzeis ha'shono at the end of the year, b'osbecho when they would gather es ma'asecho min ha'sode. The Gemara wanted to know, what does that mean? Why should it be that way? And the Gemara said that the words Chag HaOsif doesn't mean gathering, it actually means harvesting. What it means is that anything that was ready on the Yom Tov when they would gather, anything that was ready to be harvested by that Yom Tov, then B'tzeis HaShono is still considered last year's crops. And the Chachomim knew that anything that was ready and ripe enough to be harvested on Sukkot reached a third by Rosh Hashanah. And that's the source that Tvua, when it's matured and ripened a third, belongs to the previous year. We're asking a question on that now. Maskiflor of Chanina, or Mimotzes Omres, can you really say the high Osif when it says in the Pasuk, the Chag HaOsif, that Sukkot is the Yom Tov of gathering, what it means, Ktsirhu, it means it's talking about produce which is ready and mature enough and ripe enough to be harvested on Sukkot. V'oksiv, Why would you say that? There's another pasuk also talking about sukkahs that says, "V'chag ha'sukkahs ta'aseh lecho," you should make yourself sukkahs, shivas yomim, 7 days, ba'osbecho migoron lecho miyakvecho. That the sukkah, the schach, would be made from with the gathering, with your gatherings of migoron lecho, from your threshing floor, miyakvecho, and from your wine vat, from your wine press. And these are things that are not mekabel tumah, they grow in the ground. And that's what you have to use for schach. V'omar mar bepsoiles geiron v'yekev, from the psoiles, from what's left over in the geiron, on the threshing floor, and in the wine vat, in the wine press, hakos of medabir. That's what the posuk. That is what you have to use for schach. If so, when it says v'chag ha'osif, maybe chag ha'osif is not a yom tov explaining to us what you do. You gather the produce from the threshing floor, because that's what it says, or from the fields, because that's what it says, ba'os b'chos ma'asecho min ha'asadeh, as the Gemara asked before. No, that's not the pshat. Ha'osif means it's another name of sukkahs, because the osif is referring to collecting what would be kosher schach from the threshing floor. Maybe that, and that's what the pasuk means, v'chag ha'osif, the yom tov, where you gather, ba'os b'cho migornecho mi'ikvecho. Then, but say Sashon at the end of the year, but Osbacha, when you gather as Masechom and Asadeh, there's no double term here. It's not twice telling us what you do. The first time in the Pasuk, it says Osif, referring to Chag Osif, is a name of the Yom Tov. And the reason it got that name is because of the requirement to use the Osbacha, your gatherings from the Gor Nochom Yikvecha, for the Kosher Schach. Omer Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira responded, "Ho milsa voi biyodon." We thought that we had a good source from this pasuk, using this pasuk, that anything that grew a third before Rosh Hashanah is then able to be harvested on Sukkos, and that's the source that for Tvuah, the zeisim shaviu shlish, that the third of its maturing is the point when we determine which year it belongs to. V'osar of Chanina, nar of Chanina, came and shod a beinarga, and he threw an axe at what we thought was a good proof, and therefore our proof falls away. We don't have that pasuk, and from the pasuk itself of miketz sheva shonim b'moyed shnas hashmito b'chag hasukos, in and of its own, without that second pasuk, we cannot learn it, as the Gemara said before, that maybe the pasuk would be telling us that the halachas of shmita continue, that you're not allowed to work on the land. Elo minolon, we're back to the question we had at the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. What would be the source that for Tvua and Zeisim, the point in time that determines which year they belong to is the Shlish, is when they grow a third? What would be the source for that? It says the Gemara Kedetanya, we're learning it from a Braiser, Rabbi Yonason ben Yosef Oimer. We learn it from a different Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk regarding Shmita, V'tzivisies b'rechosi, when Klal Yisrael would ask, that if we have to have Shemitah in the 7th year, we can't work our lands. In the 8th year, we don't have what to eat, because we can only then start planting and waiting for the crops to grow. So we're going to have a 7th year and an 8th year till the harvest is ready. In the 9th year, what are we going to eat for those 2 years? And the Hashem responds, V'tzivisies berchosi, I will command my bracha lochem bashon ashishis, in the 6th year, v'osos es hatvua l'shalishonim, that in the 6th year, the fields are going to give you produce that will suffice for year 6, year 7, and year 8. That's the literal translation of the pasuk. But in this pasuk, it says, v'osos es ha'tvua, which the literal translation is that the fields will make the tvua, the grains. L'shleishonim means for 3 years. But the Gemara learns from here, v'osos, when does the tvua become finished, complete, and ready? Or ready enough to be considered as having been mature to belong to that year. Lishleishonim means lishlish, a third. So in this, when you have in close context va'osos and lishleish, the Gemara says al tikri lishleish elo lishlish, and that is the source. It's a remez from this pasuk that we see that the tvoa, when it grows a third, then if it grows a third before the beginning of the new year, whenever the new year is, whether it's the first of Tishri or whether it's in Shvat, whenever the new year is, if it grew a third before, then that's the time. Asks the Gemara, this pasuk, it's not as if there's extra words in this pasuk that you can learn from. I need this pasuk just for itself to answer the question. Klal Yisrael said, what are we going to eat? Hashem answered that the field is going to make produce for 3 years. What's superfluous here that you can use these words to say it means a shlish, that the fruit, that the halacha that we've just learned? Answers the Gemara, ksiv kro achrina, because we have another pasuk that already tells us the same answer, that the fields on the sixth year are going to give produce for 3 years. And therefore, this pasuk didn't need to give this answer again. And therefore, we could use the words in this pasuk to teach us about the shlish. Because there's another, the answer is the Gemara, ksiv kro achrina, there's another pasuk that says, uzra'atem es ha'es hashono ashminis, that you'll plant in the eighth year, v'achaltem min ha'tvua yoshon, and you'll eat from the old produce, ad hashono ha'tshiis, until the new produce is ready in the ninth year. Ad boi tvuoso, until the new produce is ready, toichlu yoshon, you'll eat from the old fruits. So you see clearly from this pasuk that in the sixth year there'll be enough produce for year 6, 7, and 8. So I didn't need that other pasuk. And therefore, that other pasuk that says "va'asos is atvua lishleishonim" can teach us that tvua is considered ready already from the stage of lishlish, when it's grown a third. Continues the Gemara, and now we're going to go back to the halachas of Maaser, of different food items, at what point in their development we determine that a new year for them, depending on where they are, before Rosh Hashanah. At what point in the development of these foods, if it's before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's crop, if it's after Rosh Hashanah, it's next year's crop. None else, and we learned in Maseches Shvi'is. Ha'oirez va'adoichen va'apargin va'ashumshumin, and I'm not going to translate them because it's not so clear exactly what they mean in contemporary terms, but these are all kitnyos. As we said before, kitnyos are plants that the main object of this plant is that the seed inside them is been eaten, and that's a whole group of foods called kitnyos, to the exclusion of the 5 species of grains that are similar, but they have their own halachas. So says the Mishnah, Shehishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, then misasrin shavar, then they belong to the previous year's Maaser year. Umutorin b'shvius, in the event that the next year's Shemitah, these are considered last year's heir of Shemitah. If before Rosh Hashanah, the onset of Shemitah, they were Hishrishu, they already took root, then they belong to last year, and there's no Kedushas Shvi'es on them. Ve'imlav, if however they took root after Rosh Hashanah, Asurin b'Shvi'es, then it's considered that they took root on Shemitah, and therefore they are Osir. Umis Asrin l'Shono Abba, and in the event that the next year is not Shemitah, if it's any other year, then it has the Maaser status of the next year. That's a Mishnah. Omar Rabba. Rabba's now asking a question. Omar Rabbonon, and we're going to learn a little bit more about the details of this later on, but the Chachomim said as follows, Ilon Bosor Chanota. And we're going to learn about this later on in the Perek, that fruit trees, that if the Tu B'Shvat, according to Beis Hillel, whatever was Chanota, any fruits that emerged before Tu B'Shvat belong to the previous year. Fruits that emerged after Tu B'Shvat belong to the next year. That's regarding fruit trees. Tevua, which is the grain and the grapes, Vazesim and olives, bos or shlish. There it depends whether they reach the beginning of the new year, whenever that new year is for them, by having reached a third of their development, as we saw in the Gemara before. Yerek, vegetables, bos or lakita. Vegetables, it depends on when you pick it. You picked it before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's vegetables. You picked it after Rosh Hashanah, it's next year's vegetables. But honey, keman shavinu rabonon. But here, these kitnyos, the oiras, doichen, paragin, and shumshumin, and that it says from the time that they took root, like what are they being compared to? That was Rabba's question. Hoda Omar, Rabba said, no, Rabba explained as follows. He says, regarding the tvua and the zeisim, which are min ha-Torah, that's fixed. We need to find the source in the Torah for, and the source, as we saw before, is a third. All the others, the Peres Se'ilon, the Yerokos, and the Kitnyos, the Chiyuv of Trumas and Maestros is only Midrabbonon. So the Rabbonon could allow themselves to determine a time whenever they felt was the most appropriate and, so to speak, in a way that would cause the least complications, that people would not get confused between last year's crops and next year's crops. So Rabbi says, Mitoisha Asuyin, Prochin Prochin, which really Prochin Prochin is a term used for harvesting. Since these kitniyos are harvested in small stages, they're not harvested together. The reason the harvesting of the kidneys is called prichin, is prichin is a term for crumbling. And since the kidneys, they would crumble the outside of the pod, wherever it is, of the kidneys in order to get to the seed, the beans inside it, therefore the harvesting process was called prichin. But it was done in small stages. And therefore, they would sometimes have, if you would give it, if you would say it's the same as the yerek, for example, that it's basa lekita, sometimes they would pick a few more now and a few later and a few later, and they would pick some before Rosh Hashanah, some after Rosh Hashanah. It's not like other vegetables where generally they were harvested all at once. Each field was harvested at once. Here it was harvested over a length of time, and therefore it was very easy for them to get mixed up between the kidneys that were picked before Rosh Hashanah and those picked after Rosh Hashanah. Therefore the Chachomim said, we're going to give a time that is more or less global for the whole field, and that is Ozler Abon and Bosa Hashrasha. Typically one would sow these kidneys and plant these kidneys at a whole field at a time, and therefore they would all take root at the same time. So the Chachomim said, anything that took root at a certain point belongs to that year, what took root later belongs to the next year. Omer le Abaya. Abaya says, I don't understand. You've got a problem that these kidneys, they were harvested in stages and were not harvested the whole field together. And therefore you'll have lots and lots of piles of these kidneys, and they're going to get, were we to say, for example, that it's B'Sha'as Lekita, then we're going to get confused, and all these little piles, some were locked, some were picked, and one day, the next day, it's all going to get confused, and they each one have their own year, so to speak. And therefore, the Chacham did not want that. Abaya said, I've got a simple solution for you. Why don't you take all the little piles of these kidneys on the threshing floor and collect all those little piles and blend them all together into one big pile in the middle of the threshing floor when you're finished with all of them. And then, now in this pile, you've got a whole big mixture of these kidneys where some of it is from a previous year and some of it is from the next year. But because they're all mixed together, we can comfortably assume that they are evenly blended, which means if you take a tenth for Maisa, we can assume that a tenth of every pile is in this handful, or if a tenth is a handful, but if you took a tenth, we can assume that the same ratio of 1 to 10 of every pile, of every little pile, of every part of those kidneys is in the Maisa. And then it's, so to speak, it's as if I've taken from each little pile separately. So then what's the issue? V'nimtza toira min hachodo sheboy, al hachodo sheboy, u min hayoshon sheboy, al hayoshon sheboy. Since we can assume that it's evenly distributed, all the various piles of kidneys in this one big pile, then whatever you take from Maisa, it's as if you took the Maisa on each bit onto its pile. Miloi Tanya, did we not learn of such a concept that we're allowed to comfortably assume that things are evenly distributed? We saw from Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, Omar Meshum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri was speaking about pul hamitzri, which is a type of Egyptian bean, shezar oy lezera. Sometimes this bean was planted to be used as a vegetable, as a yerek. Sometimes it was planted for the seed inside, for the beans itself to be eaten. But we're not going into those details now, but it says there, in the Braisa, that assuming they were planted for the seed, then if miktsasoi hishrish lifnei Rosh Hashanah, or miktsasoi hishrish l'achar Rosh Hashanah, ein toirmin o maestrim mizeh al zeh, as we said before, the kidneys, the time, the break, the point where we assume that's it, it's already ripe enough, is misha hishrish, is when they took root. So Shimon Shazuri says, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, then it's last year's crop. And if it's after Rosh Hashanah, it's next year's crop. And you cannot take Truma or Maestros from one to the other. לפי שאין תויר מן ומייסרין, לא מן החודש על היושן, ולא מן היושן על החודש. כיצד הוא עושה, so what should he do, says Rav Shimon Chazuri. He says exactly what we just said now, what Abaya suggested. Tzoyver groinu l'toyche, he should gather all these piles of pul ha-mitzri into the middle of the threshing floor, and then take maisus from this whole big collection, v'nimtzo toyrim u'maisr min ha-chodosh sheboi al ha-chodosh, sheboi u'min ha-yoshon sheboi al ha-yoshon sheboi. And then it will transpire that you've taken, because we are comfortably allowed to assume that they are evenly distributed in this big pile, then you've taken chodosh for the chodosh and yoshon for the yoshon. So why were you worried that if you would go bosa lekita and you'll say that since they collected some before Rosh Hashanah and some after Rosh Hashanah, they would get confused? Well, what confusion is there? Just put them all into one pile, assume they get evenly distributed, and then... And then there'll be no issue of Chodosh and Yoshon. That's the question of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Omar Leib, Rav Shimon Chazuri, Kormus, you're quoting me, Rav Shimon Chazuri? Rav Shimon Chazuri, he's the one who learns that Yesh Bila, he assumes that when you take solids and these beans, these kidneys, and you merge them into a big pile, he assumes that they are evenly blended and that then you can assume that if you take 10%, you've taken 10% of every little pile that was put into this big pile. V'rabbonon sovri ein bila. But the Rabbonon, they hold that regarding solids, regarding liquids is different, but regarding solids, they say with solids you have no right to assume that it's evenly distributed. So if you take 10% of the big pile, there's a good chance you've taken that in this 10%, much more of it is a ratio of the kidneys that came from one little pile then came from another pile, and therefore you haven't taken an exact miser from each pile independently by taking this miser from the big pile. And therefore, according to the Chachomim who say ein bila, that we don't assume that solids are evenly distributed, according to them we can understand the concern of the Chachomim, and therefore since these kidneys are not collected at the same time, therefore they said that we're going to find a time which is universal to the whole field, which is the time it took root. If it took root before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's produce, irrespective of when you harvested it. If it took root after Rosh Hashanah, it's the next year's produce, irrespective when you collected it. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Nachmeni, Omer Shmuel. Shmuel now said, Halocha k'Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. The halocha is like Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, she'omer mishum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, who said in the name of Rav Shimon Chazuri. What did Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur say in the name of Rav Shimon Chazuri? He says that regarding this pul ha-mitzri, these beans, that you can put them all into one big pile. And we're now assuming that the reason that Shmuel held like Rav Shimon Chazuri is because Rav Shmuel holds not only of the halacha that you can put it into one big pile, but he even holds of the reasoning that he holds yesh bila, that solids get evenly distributed in a big pile and evenly blended. In which case, Maskev La Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira is asking a question now. Yomah Shmuel Hocha, does Shmuel hold Yesh Bila? V'omer Rav Shmuel, Shmuel says, L'kol Ein Bila. Shmuel rules, like we saw before from the Rabbonon, that there's no Bila. Chutz Miyayin V'shemen, besides for liquids like wine and oil, or liquids, they distribute evenly. If you had a produce of different liquids that belong to different years, then and they got mixed into one, then he would agree that you can take 10% of the whole mixture, and then we can assume that 10% of the wine and 10% of the oil is in the 10% that I took aside for the maestros. But that's only with liquids, not with solids. So how can Shmuel say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Chazuri, that you can make one big pile of this pul ha-mitzri, even those from both years can be piled together if you hold of Ein Bila? Says the Gemara Shtemitzei, when Rav Zeira asked this question, he forgot something else that Shmuel says. Hod Omer Shmuel, Shmuel says, Hakol Hoylich Achar Gmar Pri. Shmuel says that the determining factor of when it belongs to last year or this year is not the Hashrosha, it's not when it took root, it's when it became a Gmar, when it became fully ripened. Once the fruit was finished and ripened, that point is when it's Chayiv. If it became ripened before Rosh Hashanah, then it's then it's 1 year's. If it became ripened after Rosh Hashanah, then it's the next year's. So what's actually happened here is that Shimon Shazuri said that Shmuel says, I agree with the Shimon Shazuri that if you have all these beans, these Egyptian beans, the Pula Mitzri, that some of them took root before Rosh Hashanah and some took root after Rosh Hashanah, I think you can put them into one pile. But not because of what Shimon Shazuri says, because Yashbila, because I say that the time it took root is not the relevant time. The time is when it became ripened. They all became ripened after Rosh Hashanah, so they all became ripened in the same year. And therefore there's no issue of the two piles, it's the same year's harvest. It's not a different year's harvest. And therefore, everything makes sense. Shmuel holds Ein Bila. By solids, they do not distribute evenly. And Shmuel holds that Hakel Hoylich Achar Gmar Pri, that it's all dependent on when the fruit is actually ripened. And he agrees that the Pul HaMitzri, that some took root before Rosh Hashanah, some took root after Rosh Hashanah, it's considered the same year's fruits, the same year's beans, because the time it took root is not the relevant time. Says the Gemara, Tzricha, and I need all these three statements of Shmuel. Number one, that the halacha is like of Shimon Shazuri, that you can put all these beans in one pile. Number two, that generally there's no bila by solids. And number three, that it's the ends, it's the ripening of the fruit, of the food, which determines which year it belongs to. Diyei shmin on halacha k'v Shimon Shazuri, if you'd only say the halacha is like of Shimon Shazuri, that you can put all these beans, the beans of both those that were and took root before Rosh Hashanah and those that took root after Rosh Hashanah in the same pile, Havamina, I may have thought, Mishum de Kasava Yesh Bila. As we thought at the beginning, that when we thought, when Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Nachmeni said that in the name of Shmuel, Alochaka, that Alochaka Shimon Shazuri, we thought that he holds Yesh Bila. Komash Malon, that's why Shmuel has to say, Lakel Ein Bila, I don't hold of the concept of Bila that solids get evenly distributed. Viish Mainon, and if it would only say Ein Bila, that I don't hold of Bila, that of solids being evenly distributed, Havamina, I may have thought, that Karabon and Svirile, I may have thought, you don't hold of Bila. So if you have two piles of these Egyptian beans, of some of which took root before Rosh Hashanah, some took root after Rosh Hashanah, then you cannot merge them into one pile like the Rabbonon who argued with the Shimon Shazuri and says, Ein Bila, and he says you cannot merge them into the same pile. But Shmuel says you can merge them into the same pile. Komash Malon, that's why he says, Alocha Kub Shimon Shazuri. The Alocha is like Kub Shimon Shazuri, that you can put them into the same pile. How can you put them in the same pile if you hold like the Chachomim that you don't assume they're evenly distributed? It must be he holds that the determining factor is not whether it took root before Rosh Hashanah, but whether it was ripened and whether the fruit was finished by then. And since the deciding point is the Gemar Pri, I don't have an issue with the two piles. The question is, if so, why do you have to say Hakol Hoylich Achar Gemar Pri? Just say, I don't hold of Bila, and I do hold of Shimon Shazuri's Halacha. And then we'll have to say that there's a different reason why you can mix the two piles of these Pul HaMitzri, and it must be because you hold of Gemar Pri. Why do you have to say explicitly that, and the Gemara is going to ask that now. V'yoshminon hanetarativ, it would say those two, and it wouldn't say explicitly that hakol hoylich achar gmar pri, then we would just think there's a contradiction in what Shmuel says. Hava mina kashir de Shmuel ad Shmuel, like the Gemara thought before. We'll just think it's a contradiction. We won't know how to make sense of it. Komash malon, that's why Shmuel had to say explicitly, hakol hoylich achar gmar pri. I hold that it's the gmar pri which is the determining factor. And since I hold this, the Gemara Pri is the determining factor, now you can understand why on the one hand I say Ein Bila, and on the other hand you can mix the two piles, like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says. Says the Gemara of Yesh Minon Hakel Hoylich Achar Gemara Pri. What would be if Shmuel would just say Hakel Hoylich Achar Gemara Pri? And we wouldn't say anything more than that. Then why does he have to say that the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that you can put the two piles together, if it's going after the Gemara Pri, and both the Gemara Pri of both those piles was after Rosh Hashanah, of course you can put them into one pile. Havamina, I may have thought, afilo tvua v'zesim, I may have thought that even the tvua, the grains, the grapes, the olives, I may have thought that all of them are go, that if the, it was before their Rosh Hashanah was, there was the Gemara Pri, it's dependent on Gemara Pri. So I may have thought there also, Kumash Malon, no, because by Tvua and Zesim, there we saw it's not Gemara Pri. There it's shlish, it's when it reaches a third. So that's why he says, Halacha k'Reb Shimon Shazuri, that I'm ruling like Reb Shimon Shazuri to impress on us that only where Reb Shimon Shazuri and the Rabbanon argued, which is only regarding the kitnios, over there I hold it goes not like Reb Shimon Shazuri assumed that it's Basa Ashrosha, it depends when it took root. No, it depends on the Gemara Pri. But wherever Reb Shimon Shazuri did not voice an opinion, namely Tavua and the Tavua and the Zesim, in that case, I don't say Gemara Pri, I say Shlish. That B'mai de Palig, in the case, in, only in the places that Reb Shimon Shazuri argues, asks the Gemara, V'leishminon Hani Tarti, why doesn't it just say that the halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri, that you can put the two, that you can put by the pula mitzri, that by the kidneys, you can put the two piles into one, and say that it goes after the Gemara Pri, and then everybody will know that you're only talking about where Reb Shimon Shazuri is talking about, which is kidneys, and you hold this Gemara Pri, and that's why. And that's why there's no issue with the two piles. Why do you have to say Lakoil ein bilo lomoli? Why did Shmuel have to say Lakoil ein bilo? By solids, we don't assume that they get evenly distributed. Why do you have to say that explicitly? Answers the Gemara, you're right. I didn't need to say that Lakoil ein bilo. Everybody will understand Lakoil ein bilo, because that's why the reason I paskin like Reb Shimon Shazuri that I can mix the two piles is only because I hold that it's Achar Gemara Pri. So why do you say lakoil ein bila? How come Ashmelon deliyayin v'shem enyesh bila? Because besides for lakoil ein bila, I added something else on. I said liquids, we do assume that they get evenly distributed. And in order to impress on that, that's why Shmuel says that in contrast to solids where ein bila, regarding wine and oil, regarding liquids, yesh bila. We're just going to continue now the Gemara till the end of the sugya of the Maestros. Tanya Rabbi Yisi Aglili, Oim Rabbi Yisi Aglili learns from a pasuk we mentioned before. The pasuk says, "Ba'os b'chom migor nachom yikvecha." The pasuk happens to be talking about what you can use for kosher schach for your sukkah, but the pasuk compares the gornacha, the grains on the threshing floor, and the yikvecha and the wine press. Rabbi Yisrael Glili says that ma goyren v'yekev, in the same way as the goyren and the yekev. And Rashi adds in, "Ba'os b'chom," when you collect, when there's oisef, when it's the harvesting, that all the halachas of the harvesting, which we said before, that it's dependent, for example, by Havoas Shlish, by the Tvua, the Goyren and the Yekev, from when they grow a third, we know that's it. If it grew a third before the Rosh Hashanah, whatever is considered Rosh Hashanah, but from a third before Rosh Hashanah, that's it. Why? Because the Miuchadim Shegedelim Al Mei Shono Sha'avra, because we assume that once they've grown a third, then they have all the water that they have absorbed up until that point is enough to give them the nourishment that they need until the end of their growth. And therefore, if they reach the third before their Rosh Hashanah, then the water that it's going to become ripened on is last year's water, and therefore it's last year's produce. Or Miss Asrin the Shana Shavra and the Maestros is from the previous year. Afkol, so too, anything else, for example, trees, when fruits, as soon as the Chanota, the fruits emerge. If it emerged before Rosh Hashanah, they're Rosh Hashanah. It happens to be Tu Bishvat. If they emerge before Tu Bishvat, we assume that all the liquids, all the water that's needed for this fruit to become fully ripe has already been absorbed from the water that was absorbed in the tree, the sap, before they emerged. And therefore, if they emerged before the Tu Bishvat, then it's last year's fruits. And therefore, the fruits that emerge before Tu Bishvat belong to that year. Yotsu, and this is the source that yorokis, that vegetables is different. We saw before in the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis that regarding vegetables, it's basar lekita, it depends when you pick them. And from here we learn that when it comes to the yorokis, the vegetables, shegedelim al mei shana abo, that they, one constantly, one cuts them, they regrow, and the vegetables, they nourish themselves not just from water that they have absorbed up until a certain point, but constantly they're being watered and they're constantly growing from the water they're receiving at any given time. And therefore, up until the time when they get picked, they are still nourishing from the waters of that time, and therefore it's the new year, Mis'asrim L'shana Abba, the Maisa is of the next year. That's Rabbi Yossi Eglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says it a bit differently, but it would seem that it's almost identical, and the Gemara is going to then tell us what the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Eglili is. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Now, what do we learn? Ba'aspecha, that your gatherings, that means the halachas of Maisus, are learned migonecha miikvecha, from similarities between the goyren and the yekev, from the tvua, from the grains and the grapes. Ma goyren v'yekev, in the same way as the goyren v'yekev, miyuchodim, that they are a species, shegedelim al roiv maim, that they grow on the rainwater. That means they don't need to be irrigated. Most of their water, that means they mostly grow from the rainwater. They do not really need to be irrigated. And the rainwater came earlier on in their growth. And therefore, misasrin l'shana sh'avra, therefore, they are all, their maiser is from the previous year. Afkal, so too, any other species, shegdelim al reiv maim, that they grow, they do not need to be irrigated, and they grow on the rainwater that comes at the beginning of the seasons, then misasrim l'shana sh'avra, then for maiser, they belong to that previous year. Yotsu yorok is the exclusion of vegetables. Shegdelim al kol maim, that it's not good enough that just the rainwater at the beginning. They need to be constantly irrigated and have water all along. Or misasrim l'sona abba, and they then, the maisa for them, for the vegetables, is the next year. It depends on when you collect them. And since you collect it after Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't matter at what stage they were early on, since they constantly have need of water. May binayu, what's the halachic difference between Rabbi Akiva, who says that it's a species which is gedelim al roiv mayim, which doesn't need to be irrigated, or whether, as Rabbi Yossi Eglili says, that they are nourishing from the water of the previous year, or Rabbi Avo says the difference will be betzolim hasrisim, upul, a certain type of an onion, upul hamitzri, and this Egyptian type of a bean, ikubinayu. That's going to be the difference between them. Ditnan, and we're going to see that in the Mishnah, betzolim asrisim upul hamitzri, shemona mehemayim shloishim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If the last 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you deprive them of water, that means you force them to rely on the rainwater, and you did not irrigate them, you didn't give them any water other than the rainwater that they'd received before. The Mishnah says, Misasrim l'sha'ovar umutorin b'shvius, that the year of the Maisa is the previous year, and if the previous year was the year before Shemitah, then there's no Kedushas Shvius on those fruits. The Imlav, however, if you did irrigate them, if you did give them water after, within the last 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then Asurim b'Shvius. First of all, if the next year's Shemitah, then these Betzolim and this Pul, it's as if they grew on Shemitah, it's their Shemitah fruits. And also, Misasrim l'shana abba, in the event that the next year is not Shemitah, then they are for Maestros, they belong to the next year. And there's a big discussion here in the Mefarshim. Where do we see in this Mishnah that it's a difference between Rabbi Yossi Eglili and Rabbi Akiva? Is this Mishnah Rabbi Yossi Eglili or Rabbi Akiva? It must be one of them. If it's Ikka Benayu, if it's the difference between them, this Mishnah must conform with just one of them. So Rashi seems to explain that this, in the first Pshat in Rashi, that this Mishnah is going on, that he picked them after Rosh Hashanah, and this Mishnah is only following Rabbi Yossi Eglili. Rabbi Yossi Eglili says that it depends which year, from which waters it was maturing on, and the waters, since you deprived them of water towards the end, so the whole maturing and growing of these betzolim hamsrisim and pula mitzri is from the previous year. And therefore, this Rabbi Yossi Eglili says, since they were gedelim al-mei shana sh'avra, therefore it belongs to the previous year. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't depend so much on what you did as to what type of species it is. And since this is typically a type of species that one would have continued growing on the water that you irrigated it, he would say that even if you deprived it of water, it would belong to the following year. That's how Rashi seems to explain in his first explanation. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.